AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Prairie Land Partners has 15 John Deere dealerships across the state of Kansas that are committed to delivering the right solution. And right now, Prairie Land Partners has openings for parts specialists, service technicians, sales representatives, and various management positions. If you're seeking a career with a leading agricultural company that offers competitive wages and great benefits, visit the careers page at PrairieLandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 15th of August. It is 7:20, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Hank Osterhout, who is the lead organizer for Halfway to Everywhere, which is just a couple of weeks away, one huge music and arts festival here in Emporia. Hank, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
We're doing all right. So we're really just about 2 weeks out from everything literally rocking and rolling in downtown Emporia.
Oh, yeah. It is quickly approaching.
So how are things lining up, Hank? Things looking good right now?
They are. I am just super excited and still burning the midnight oil And right now we're in the sort of volunteer phase. We're getting ready to start having our meetings and getting people organized and ready to execute this event.
Well, what kind of volunteer help do you need, Hank?
Oh, just a little bit of everything. There's actually a sign-up, what's it called, Sign-up Monkey or something like that, Sign-up Genius. It's on our website. We are looking for people to help with things day of the festival. So there's merchandise, there's artist hospitality, artist check-in, VIP, just anything that has to do with getting this thing off the ground. We have positions available. I think what's another? We usually use the Emporia High football team for certain things like security and stuff. But, yeah, we have a lot of opportunity.
Hank, before we start talking about the music side of the festival, I wanted to highlight the arts side of the festival right now and kind of touch base on how things are aligning and where people can find the little vendor village that's going to be, may not be so little this time around, but
right.
Talk about the vendor village that you got cooking with you and Kayla Mock with Trox Gallery and Gifts.
Yeah, so Kayla with Trox and Emporia First Friday is our lead coordinator for the vendor market. In fact, we call it the Emporia First Friday Halfway to Everywhere Arts Vendor Market. So, of course, it's a big mouthful. I have been getting a pretty steady influx of vendor requests, people paying their fees since maybe a month ago. And I'm not even sure what our count is at this juncture, but we have quite a few. They are all going to be in the farmer's market parking lot, which is kind of our sort of the main area proper, our stage one. The Visit Emporia stage is at the north end of that parking lot. And so there's just a little bit of space between that stage and where the farmer's market kiosk is. And the kiosk is kind of the gateway to the vendor market, if you will. So that's going to be where you can hang out and you can hear music, but you can also check out all the really cool local and regional artworks that people are slinging out there.
It's halfway to everywhere. It's halfway here, Saturday, September 3rd in downtown Emporia, all day and all night. Well, let's talk about the logistics. How will things be set up as far as your music venues, Hank?
Okay, so five stages. I just mentioned that our main stage, the Visit Emporia stage, is in the Farmer's Market parking lot, which is on Merchant Street between 7th and 8th. Then we have stage two, which is on 7th Avenue. It is on the east side facing west, And it is just around the corner from that first one. It faces our that west side of 7th Street is the food court. So, as I had mentioned, that the parking lot where the farmer's market is held is the artist vending market. So you just kind of continue south there, and that little half block of 7th has been the, we have a bunch of food trucks that are going to be stationed there. Then you continue to walk down the alley between, or towards, I should say, Radius and Bourbon Cowboy. Both Radius and Bourbon Cowboy are our venues. Radius is our one-man band stage out on the back patio. And then Bourbon Cowboy's got a lot of roots and red dirt and country and stuff like that. And then that parking lot that kind of serves Bourbon Cowboy and Brown's Shoe Fit and Radius is where our third stage is. And that is the Emporia State University Roots stage. So a lot of bluegrass music, and I always kind of think of it as the Pecan Grove North for those people who go to Winfield. So it's a pretty all-inclusive, it's that whole two-block area. It's all fenced in also so that you can carry a beer back and forth between all your stages, inside or out.
Sweetness. And you've been very pleased with the lineup of musicians that you've been able to get for those different stages.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. You know, it's kind of my goal every year is to up the ante a little bit and to find, you know, new and exciting acts that are well known and popular and are going to bring lots of people to town. So with that, you know, our headliner on the main stage, I think they play 10:30 to midnight. There's Too Many Zoos. That was the one that I've definitely had the biggest response for online. They're a trio from New York that does, it's called Brass House. Okay. Music, but with brass instruments. So it's a really fun, it's a shake your booty, dance your feet kind of a band. Me Like Bees is another one I'm really excited about. They're like an angular progressive rock band from Springfield, Missouri. And they're going to be throwing down also on the main stage. Just, you know, it's just a very good variety. I'm really also excited about Jacob Topar. He is a Tulsa red dirt guy. But yeah, just the variety is there. One of my favorite bands of all time, Kansas City Bear Fighters.
Kansas City Bear Fighters.
Yes, the Kansas City Bear Fighters. They are a rootsy, bluegrassy band. They're going to be the ones headlining the Bluegrass States, the ESU Root Stage, and they're a riot. They are fantastic musicians, but their songs are just hilarious. They actually used to be called the Denver Broncos, and apparently there's another organization called the Denver Broncos. So
they can't use that one.
Little trademark problem.
Right. Right. They did receive a cease and desist at some point 20 years ago. So now they're the KC Bear Fighters. But yeah, just a stacked lineup. I mean, there isn't a band that you're going to want to miss. And, you know, kind of how I do things is it's going to be hard to see all of them, and that's on purpose. I want you to have to suffer a little bit. You know, all of this fantastic music and free stuff. I mean, it can't be just a 100% giveaway. So
Hank Osterhout, who's the lead organizer, Halfway to Everywhere, presented by Kansas Free for Arts and many fine sponsors coming up. Boy, in just a couple of weeks, going to be a big day, Saturday, September 3rd. So what time do things start on the 3rd of September?
2 o'clock. They go at 2 in the afternoon, and they go all the way until 2 in the morning.
Outstanding. I was going to ask you, Hank, before we wrap things up here, because clearly you've got the push to bring this to the community and the area here again this year. Kind of how things are getting received, looking ahead maybe to and I know it's out in the, and you know, in the distance yet, but you know, how this is now being received here by musicians and also music promoters here in the regional or maybe even the national realm here, now that you're rooted and it seems like things are here to stay.
Absolutely. You know, and that's something that is a tangible change. I think that you know, it's even in its third year, which isn't, it's still kind of in its infancy, in my opinion. I feel like it's just become very visible. I don't know if I'd mentioned this last time. I had done, when I announced the lineup on social media, I did one of those, you know, pay some money and also try to boost the post and yada yada. And I was just floored by the response. And I thought, oh, wow, this, whatever, $5 or whatever I put into it really did the job. It had gone out in over, I think it was like 50,000 reactions and, you know, just tons. Something that, you know, any other post I make on social media doesn't even, you know, pales in comparison. And I thought, wow, that $5 sure went a long way. But then I found out the next day that it hadn't even been approved. And so even without the $5, I'd reach, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And I saw people responding who I knew are small festival promoters themselves. And you know, the bands that are on it were really excited, and they continued to share. So it, yeah, it, there's definitely a tangible difference. I think that, you know, the festival is sort of the stepping stone, in a lot of cases for these small regional and you know, maybe smaller national touring bands to kind of get the net, you know, hey, we have a thing going on in Emporia. It's not just festival. It's not just September 3rd. There's a market here, and there's people that enjoy music. And I think, you know, that's kind of the end game is, A, I want to expose Emporians to these new bands so that they want to hear them more, and B, I want to introduce bands to Emporia so they want to keep coming back, and I think that's working.
Well, and let's talk about admission. This is a free deal, right?
It is. It's free. It's all ages. Show up. Be smiling. Of course, a smile isn't required. It's just it's suggested.
It'll happen.
You can also. That's right. Yeah, you know, I haven't seen a sad face at Halfway to Everywhere yet. There's been two opportunities to have bad time, and so far we've missed them.
You do have VIP options, though, right?
That's correct. I was getting ready to say that. So yeah, we have what's called a supporter pass, which is just a really good way as an individual if you like what we're doing and you want to help out, but you don't necessarily want to hustle a stage and you know, out in the middle of the sun in the Kansas summer. We have supporter passes. They are $150. They get you a meal and some drinks, T-shirt, all of the kind of merchandise that we'll be selling at Halfway to Everywhere, and you get sort of this VIP area. It's a lounge, it's air conditioned, it's a little respite from the sun. They are $150 regularly, but also, as we had discussed a few weeks ago, we have launched this sort of capital campaign, and you can also become a member of Kansas Free for Arts. So as we are growing and relaunching, we are going to be having a lot more programs. So next year we hope to relaunch our monthly concerts and a lot of our studio programming. And so you can go to our website and become a member, which is a $10 a month deal, and that gets you discounts. So for members, the supporter passes are $100. So regular $150, but if you are a KFA sustaining member at $10 a month, then the Halfway to Everywhere supporter pass is $100. So kind of an incentive there.
Saturday, September 3rd, Halfway to Everywhere in downtown Emporia and beyond, really.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up, going to be a big day, the Music and Arts Festival. Hank, we'll be in touch. Thanks for your time this morning.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure being on the radio. And also, I just want to give you guys a big shout-out and thank you for being our media sponsor, KVOE, always.
Yeah, glad to do it. So is our stage same place as last year?
It is, the 7th Avenue stage.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
Loving that. Hank, thanks.
You better believe it.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Hank.
All right, have a good one.
All right, take care, guys. Hank Osterhout, who is the lead organizer, Halfway to Everywhere. He's the president of Halfway to Everywhere, and, of course, lead organizer for Halfway to Everywhere, Kansas Free for Arts, is mm-hmm. what Hank heads. And the big event coming up Saturday, September 3rd. 2-2. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker slots this week, we only have Fridays left. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Gary Post is our guest tomorrow as we discuss the 101st year of local operations for the Emporia Lions Club, which does include another Redbud Tree giveaway. Details tomorrow.
I can't wait. Our Newsmaker brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia, up on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. KVOE Live and Local 735, 72 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late.